This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for answers about someone and you've hit a dead end? There's an online tool that can help you locate almost anyone within minutes. Confidentially search millions of public records by phone number, address, name, or email to find out more information about people in your life. Go to truthfinder.com to locate almost anyone now.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Should I say, technically, Saturday morning, New York sports fans. That's right, I'm Danielle McCartan, and I'm back, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 2 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So, thanks for tuning in. Nico Skarlatos, the Greek Nico, and I are live right here in Lower Manhattan, 888-808-1019. Call me up, be part of the conversation. You gotta be a part of it. As the Mets are playing out in California right now, live. We check in 3-1, top of the sixth. Mets are ahead of the A's, who are the nomadic A's, if you will. See, just a quick point here before I really start to get into this Yankee pitching. My question is this. Why couldn't the A's relocate temporarily to start to build the fan base to where the Las Vegas Aviators play out in Summerlin? It's a beautiful ballpark. It's got a pool in the outfield. Not in the actual outfield, but in the stands. I just don't understand why that was not or never an option. It has major league dimensions. And I think that would have been the move. Because then you could start to build the fan base in Vegas. But they're not. They're in Sacramento. And the Mets are winning 3-1. Top of the sixth. So, the plan for tonight, start with the Yankees, and then as this Mets game ends around 1 o'clock, we'll switch to the Mets. But you know me. Anything you want to talk about, I'm game for, including the NFL draft, which is just a couple days away at this point in time. So, it's a two-hour show, it's a quick hitter, and we got to get to it. I've got some serious concerns about this Yankees pitching. Now, it was preseason, and it's gotten just worse. The pitching on both ends for this New York Yankees team. Not the middle so much, but the ones who start the game and the one who ends the games. Two questions or two points here. Is Devin Williams an actual closer for this Yankees team? I know he was in his previous stops, but for this Yankees team, is this guy a real bona fide closer? Because Devin Williams has not been as advertised, if you ask me. The Yankees starters are another problem. Yankees starters had a cumulative ERA of 4.16 going into tonight's game. That's only higher because Stroman left the game after recording just two outs, having given up five earned runs. That going into tonight's game was good for 16th in the league of starting pitching ERA. And if it weren't for the torpedo bats, see, the Yankees score going into tonight's game 6.83 runs per game. That is the most in the entire league. Across Major League Baseball, the Yankees score the most runs per game. And if it weren't for those bats, I'm speaking of the hitting. If it wasn't for the hitting of the Yankees and the run scoring potential of this Yankees team, this pitching staff would be ripped to shreds, and rightfully so. The deluge of runs scored by this Yankees team tend to mask the grave deficiencies of this pitching staff. Not tonight. Marcus Stroman and his 46 total pitches could not even make it out of the first inning. One time through the order, 5 earned runs, and only 2 outs recorded. Stroman threw up a stinker tonight in the rainy, cold Bronx. It's just simply unacceptable, especially for a guy who has outright refused to contribute to this team in a meaningful way from the bullpen. He insists he's a starting pitcher. Well, Stroman, your 11.57 ERA begs to differ. Here's what Aaron Boone, because we have a development here, a late night this Friday night, we have a development on Marcus Stroman. Here's what Aaron Boone said in his press conference after the game tonight.
Yeah, and Stro won't be in there. Stro went, his part of the thing was his knee was, he came out, his knee was bothering him, so he went to get some tests and done on his knee. So we'll see, you know, what we have from there too. Nothing, just when he came out, he says his left knee was bugging him. So we got some x-rays here, and I think he went to the hospital to get some more testing, and so we'll see what we have tomorrow.
Likely story. You get blown up on the mound and then have to point to a knee as you come off the mound. Not a timeout. A coach, can you come out here? My knee's bothering me. No, it happened afterwards. Okay. Stro, you have absolutely imploded. That almost 12 ERA, that's going to be protected by his $18.5 million contract. His $18.5 million AAV this season. Because Clark Schmidt's on his way. Whether it's the end of this week, mid this week, whenever that may be, but it is real soon. And the choice is it Marcus Stroman or is it Carlos Carrasco? Which Carlos Carrasco stinks too. But his ERA, believe it or not, is almost 3 full runs better. I keep him over Stroman at this point in time. No, Stroman's going to be protected by that $18.5 million contract. The Yankees tried trading him all winter. There were no takers. What does that tell you? So, no reinforcements are coming. Luis Gil isn't expected back till June or even July with that lat strain. Clayton Beter is on the shelf until at least mid-May. I mean, where are the reinforcements coming from? Because I'm scanning the horizon, and I can't find one. So, you hope Carlos Carrasco pitches better. You hope Marcus Stroman screws his head on properly. But hopes and prayers, never a good strategy. But as far as the starting pitching staff, that's all the Yankees have at this point in time. The Yankees' starting pitching is in a bad, bad way. And ask me right now, I know it's Saturday, April 12th. Ask me right now, this pitching staff, starting pitching that is not good enough to advance in the postseason, even if the bats can carry that team there. Yes, I said it. This pitching staff is not good enough to advance in the postseason. Did you know that Max Fried's outing in Detroit was the Yankees' first quality start of the entire season so far? That's disgusting. You mean to tell me that no other pitcher could throw at least 6 innings with a minimum of 3 earned runs so far other than Max Fried once? Meanwhile, these guys have all thrown 3 quality starts each. Hunter Brown, Zach Eflin, Nick Lodolo, and Spencer Schallenwinback, whatever. It's not too much to ask from them, but apparently this all-star murderer's row of pitchers for the New York Yankees, it is too much to ask from them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look, nobody can replace Gerrit Cole. And sometimes I get a little sad when I think about what this rotation could have been or could have looked like with Cole and Fried as 1A and 1B. But the truth of the matter is this. Once Gerrit Cole went down, the Yankees, the spotlight turned to needing a strong year from Carlos Rodon. The focus was solely on Rodon. He has not delivered. He's got a 5.19 ERA, which is in the bottom quarter of all pitchers who have ever started a game this season. He's walked 9 batters. There are only 6 starting pitchers across the league who have walked more guys. That is what's killing him. Because I actually looked, and the batting average against him is not high at all. It's the walks that are killing Carlos Rodon. But he is not even the worst of the issues on this rotation. The rest of them, I mean, come on now. Do you remember how many home runs the Yankees hit off Nestor Cortez? Remember that? Bombs away, right? Okay. Well, Carlos Carrasco, he's only given up 1 fewer. His ERA is 7.71. Enough said. Stroman, again, let me remind you, his ERA is 11.57. Will Warren, 6.0. My point here is this offense will probably carry the Yankees to the postseason. Probably. The pitching will take them out and send them home in the first round. And we haven't even addressed Devin Williams yet. I mean, something's got to give here. The Yankees are in trouble with this starting pitching staff. Now, again, Clark Schmidt's expected back potentially during the Royals series in the Bronx next week, which I'm going to be at the Tuesday game, most likely. And maybe Clark Schmidt is that catalyst. But man, that's a ton of pressure. This guy has almost, he's almost got to come in here and be almost perfect, it seems, to help out this rotation. And that's a lot to ask. So let's spin now to Devin Williams. Is he closer material? So far, it's not happening here. He's had four outings so far. His ERA is the highest of the bunch that we've talked about tonight. It's a big fat 12. Batting average against 333. You or I could probably get a meaningful hit off of Devin Williams. Happening just now in the Mets game. Sacrifice fly by Big Pete Alonso to right field with the bases loaded. And Jose Siri scores from third. Scores 4-1. New York Mets out in California. The four outings for Devin Williams. Opening day. He allowed a run. And he stranded the tying run on third. And the go-ahead run at second. And got out of it. I mean, it was like, phew, exhale. All right, one's all right. April 6th in Pittsburgh, in extra innings, Devin Williams allowed a walk-off single to the lowly Pirates. L. April 9th in Detroit, in the ninth inning, Devin Williams, two singles, two walks, and was charged with three runs. He needed 33 pitches to get two outs. Boone goes out there and yanks him. Hands the ball to Mark Leiter Jr., hardly a closer, right? To get the game's final out with a tying run at second base. I mean, is this what you want to see from a guy who's playing for a new deal at the end of this season? This? Devin Williams not throwing a clean inning out of the bullpen yet this season, to my knowledge? Hell no. And then you got Devin Williams saying he needs more consistent reps. He needs more consistent reps. Of course he did. And then Boone, on the other hand, says he's not going to force him in there. So which is it? What is the strategy? And I'm not writing Devin Williams off just yet. I'm not. But here's the move I'm making if I am manager of the Yankees, like tonight. Until Williams can figure out the feel behind his changeup, make him the setup man. That's what I'm doing. I'm making Devin Williams the setup man. And Luke Weaver and his exactly zero ERA, he's the closer. Just until Devin Williams can figure it out.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.